Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for people who are fans of Republican politics, because today we have one major candidate for president who is getting ready to announce. A lot of people are trying to wonder why Chris Christie is even bothering. He isn't doing well in the polls. Well, we have some answers to that. Tomorrow, we have the announcement that is scheduled by Mike Pence. He's going to be doing a rally with voters in Des Moines. He's putting his entire campaign on Iowa, based upon doing well in Iowa. Because as we talked about yesterday, when we were talking about the whole history of the Iowa caucuses, it's very regularly people who are deeply evangelical and part of that Christian evangelical base, which is very dominant in the Iowa caucuses. Because remember, these are caucuses. It's not just people filling out ballots and dropping them in the mail or dropping them in drop boxes or even waiting in line. It's people actually going to living rooms and encountering their neighbors. And the people who do that are disproportionately likely in the state of Iowa to be evangelical Christians. And they have helped people like Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum to do incredibly well with the Iowa caucuses, and better than expected. And that's, I think, what Mike Pence is trying to do. He's trying to go through that lane. Christie is making the announcement, his announcement tonight at a town hall at St. Anselm College at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's right after we get off the air. So we won't be able to actually follow up on his announcement. But he recently called President Trump a coward and a puppet of Putin. And Trump already has a nickname for him, which is Sloppy Chris Christie. This is like attacking Ron DeSantis for eating chocolate pudding with his fingers. I don't know that Chris Christie, who has a history of battling weight issues, let's face it, I don't know that he's particularly sloppy or noted for sloppiness, but, and meanwhile, speaking of childish name-calling, Governor Gavin Newsom of California, who, if there is any kind of mishap that takes Joe Biden out of the race, and that is always a possibility, it is one of those things where so many Democrats, and you can talk to them, people who are concerned about the Democratic Party are concerned about what happens with Biden, because the normal thing that would occur would be he would be replaced by Kamala Harris. And there is a general knowledge on the Democratic side that Kamala Harris can't win. She can't win against anybody. She would be an extremely weak candidate for president. And in that context, among the governors who people talk about, they talk about Jared Polis in Colorado, who happens to be both gay and Jewish. That would be a first time for a major presidential nomination for anyone who is gay, or for anyone who is Jewish, for that matter. Joe Lieberman was nominated for vice president. His presidential campaign in 2004 went absolutely nowhere. In any event, people look at a whole range of Democratic governors. They look at Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Jared Polis of Colorado, and yes, of course, Gavin Newsom of California, the nation's largest state. And Gavin Newsom is doing some childish name-calling. He just called Ron DeSantis a small, pathetic man. And he implies that he will bring kidnapping charges over the latest immigrant stunt. It's an immigrant stunt that has been traced back to Florida, and it apparently involves some Florida money from the state of Florida, money that is controlled by Governor DeSantis. This is to take a group of Latin American immigrants, and I am not sure, no one seems to be sure, about where they exactly are from, and then transporting them by chartered plane, which is expensive, from Texas to Sacramento. And the question is, why is Florida involved? Who knows? Newsom seemed to imply that DeSantis could be potentially charged with kidnapping in connection to apparently sending a group of migrants to Sacramento last week on Friday. This isn't Martha's Vineyard kidnapping charges, wrote Newsom in a tweet in which he called DeSantis a small and pathetic man. Okay, and in terms of Chris Christie running for office, and he's actually the first major political figure in the Republican Party, the first candidate for president in the Republican Party when he was running for president in 2016, who dropped out right after his sixth place finish in New Hampshire. He had been banking everything on being first, second, or third in New Hampshire. He didn't make it. But when he dropped out, that wasn't a surprise. What was a surprise was he endorsed Trump, and he was the first one to do it. And there are lots of people, especially looking at the fact that Governor Christie has become so critical of President Trump, particularly on some of the personal issues, some of the ethical issues that surround the Trump candidacy. The idea that Governor Christie would endorse Donald Trump very early in the campaign, and then he played a role in the Trump transition after Trump won the election, and he was an advisor to Trump later in the 2016 campaign and 2020 campaign. He particularly helped to coach President Trump for his debates against Joe Biden. And the idea that Chris Christie now would use whatever he found out about working very privately with President Trump in those debates to use that in debates against President Trump, well, of course, that's kind of exciting if you're trying to write or read a political potboiler novel. But does it really matter, especially when President Trump is giving every indication that, assuming that he is as far ahead in August as he is right now, with a commanding lead among the various Republicans who are running, there's now about a dozen of them, that assuming that that is the case, he has indicated he doesn't want to actually participate in those debates. There's speculation in the New York Times by Brett Stevens and Gail Collins in their column, which they it's a very one-sided column. The headline is "Blessings to You, Chris Christie." They, of course, want to see, as political reporters, a rock'em sock'em, really tough debate between Chris Christie and Donald Trump. One of the things that they would debate about would be Ukraine, where, of course, there is lots of news today about a dam that has been breached or is dysfunctional or is pouring out water, and it's near a nuclear reactor, and it's causing real problems in Ukraine. One of the things that Christie has made very clear is that he disagrees very strongly with both DeSantis and with President Trump on the issue of Ukraine and the importance of winning. What about a recent poll showing the outlook for Chris Christie's campaign? We will get to that. We'll also get to conservatism anchored in optimism. What does that mean, and who's promoting it? And more on the presidential race and other breaking news right here on the Medved Show.
You are a nasty person, I'll tell you.
Michael Medved.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to MichaelMedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show. Today is Chris Christie Day for presidential announcements. I do think that it's likely that Chris Christie is going to be interesting to watch, energetic. He is a good speaker. He is, as everybody acknowledges, very smart. The strange thing here is that people have to remember what a dominant figure he looked like after he won re-election. This is before 2016. And it's also before the Bridgegate scandal, which is a scandal that really, really harmed his campaign and his viability and any kind of pretense of running for the presidency, because what he had been caught in doing was deliberately causing traffic jams on the George Washington Bridge, which connects New Jersey with New York City. And he had done that because he was in the midst of going through a minor vendetta against a local official who he thought was going to endorse him, like many local officials, both Republicans and Democrats, did in his run for re-election in New Jersey, which he won handsomely. In any event, he was so peeved that it's very clear, and there were court cases about this, that he messed up the traffic in that particularly impacted the district of the person on whom he wished to push revenge. Now, this is typical of New Jersey politics, which is a blood sport, which has all kinds of nastiness associated with it. It's partially echoing part of what people liked about Christie, part of what happened before he ran for president in 2016. He had a whole series of videos of him doing town halls around the state of New Jersey and doing local meetings where he would take questions and he would tell people to shut up and sit down. And he would be pretty aggressive in answering questions. And Time magazine ran a front page story. Jeremy, do you remember what the headline was about Chris Christie? Because they had already anointed him, and this is before the campaign even began of 2016. He was going to be the obvious candidate who was going to be the Republican hope for 2016. And they had basically a profile, a silhouette of Chris Christie. And the headline was "The Elephant in the Room." And people who liked Chris Christie, including Chris Christie, didn't particularly like that, which was an obvious reference to his weight issues. The New York Times, I mentioned to you, they have a headline that says, "Blessings to you, Chris Christie." And they first go after Joe Biden, or at least Bret Stephens does. And he points out this, which is very important to keep in mind when you're talking about what this race is going to look like, whether the nominee ends up being Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis or Tim Scott or Nikki Haley. I think it's very unlikely that it would be Chris Christie. But Bret Stephens says only 60% of Democrats say they support Biden. By contrast, well over 86% of Republicans supported Donald Trump in June of 2019. That according to CNN polls. And the Real Clear Politics average of polls gives both Trump and Ron DeSantis an edge over the president, which is bad now when the economy is relatively strong, but will be politically catastrophic for Biden if the economy dips into recession. Democrats are placing a very big bet on a stumbling incumbent. That sound you hear is me paging Roy Cooper, governor of North Carolina, Jared Polis, governor of Colorado, and Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan, all younger and, at least in Bret Stephens' mind, more viable Democratic candidates. Speaking of viable candidates, Tim Scott is very clearly trying to differentiate himself from the other Republicans who are running. I mean, this is a gloomy time for the country. And I think it's a very good idea on the part of Tim Scott, aside from the fact that it's good for his campaign, it's good for the country to actually have some voices of optimism out there, people who don't think that this is the end of America. There's a piece in The Atlantic which is saying America is near collapse. I think that's overstating the matter to a great deal. And so does Tim Scott, talking about what he has to offer as a candidate, as a senator from South Carolina, as a former member of the House of Representatives, and as a prospective president. Here is the senator on the campaign trail, clip 16.
Well, there's no doubt that I believe that conservatism anchored in optimism is the way that we start winning elections. 7 out of the last 8 popular votes for president, we have lost. The GOP, the Great Opportunity Party, has to give Americans reasons to be optimistic and to look forward, as well as defending the values that we love the most, that we know leads to human flourishing. If we do both at the same time, give America a vision for the future and defend and conserve our foundation, we become the dominant party for the next generation of Americans.
Okay, I think that's true. And I think that's important. And it echoes something that Ronald Reagan originated and that Mike Huckabee used in his first presidential campaign. That was a very great line, which is, I'm a conservative, but I'm not angry about it. And that idea of the angry conservative is not... It's not a great product to sell. And you can say, well, what about Trump? Trump has never won a popular vote victory. And basically, he won that first campaign, and all power to him. But he did it with brilliant electoral college strategy and by a very modest margins in states like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. In any event, the idea of trying to sell anger and desperation, well, at least Ron DeSantis is promising that he's going to fix things. What is he going to fix? Do we have time for, okay, we will get to it. Ron DeSantis, and again, it goes along with Trump saying that he will end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. And he won't tell us how to do it, because that would be a spoiler alert. No, no, we want to all be thrilled. Remember, he had also promised that we would be so sick of winning, would be so tired of winning, we wouldn't want to win anymore. As a Republican, I think it'd be nice to, really nice to kind of win this time with the right guy. And who would that likely be? We will get to that and more on the Medved Show.
And in a world that is as dangerous, as frightening as any time I've seen it in my lifetime, there is only one indispensable force for good in the world.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit China in the next few weeks. His scheduled visit in February was postponed because of that Chinese spy balloon that drifted across the USA. California's Attorney General is vowing to go after the people responsible for at least 2 planes carrying migrants landing in Sacramento in the past few days. Bob Bonta says the planes are owned by a company that has a contract with the state of Florida to move migrants. It's perhaps one of the most unlikely of kiss and make-up stories. After 2 years of acrimony and lawsuits, the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour have suddenly announced a merger. Prince Harry has testified in court in London today, the first royal in about 130 years to do so. He's among several celebrities suing the tabloid publisher Mirror Group Newspapers for many alleged instances of invading privacy. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Medved show, campaign intensifying, certainly with the new voices being lent to the campaign of Mike Pence coming up tomorrow, Chris Christie coming up today. These are both politicians with experience, national exposure. One of the interesting things that I think is a real question here is that many, many, many Americans, including this American, actually, including Jeremy, who's sitting across from me here in the studio, including rock star Greg Tomlin, including my wife, with whom, yes, I do talk about politics. Basically, the majority of people I know are disappointed at the idea of two elderly guys, neither of whom is particularly inspiring, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, being the only choices in this great and amazing country. The interesting piece, and I think it would be fun to talk to her about it, actually, Megan McArdle of the Washington Post wrote a piece about why we are stuck with two candidates who will be at the time of the election. Biden will be 82 and Trump will be 78. And question is, why? Why is that happening? Is the baby boomers just not letting go? Well, you know what? Joe Biden is too old to even be classified as a baby boomer. Because to be classified officially as a baby boomer, you have to be born after 1945. And that is not the case with the President of the United States. In any event, the basic point that she makes is that the reason that Trump is so dominant in the Republican Party and that Joe Biden is absolutely dominant in the Democratic Party is because of name ID, because people know about them. People knew about Donald Trump. That was his big advantage in 2016. He had been a TV star for more than a decade, and with it was never the number one rated TV show, as he liked to say, but it was a well-rated TV show, and people enjoyed it, and they knew him, and they felt that they knew who he was. They knew what his character was. And they were drawn to it. And Joe Biden basically has been there since the Earth cooled. He's been there since the Pleistocene era. They were just a big piece in all the newspapers today about this Homo Naledi, which is a new form of human ancestor, they think. These are little short people with very small brains, but they had a great deal of skill. They did funerals. They drew inscriptions on the wall. They did things that we don't usually associate with non-human primates. I was reading all about who these people were. Like, oh yeah, ask Joe Biden. He would know. They lived 300,000 years ago. Some people say 250,000 years ago. So it's not realistic that Joe Biden would have contact with them. The point about all of this is that when you talk about the fact that there are very few people, I think, who are excited in a positive way about the upcoming election, that's partially because some of the statements that are made flat out by politicians. And I will do this on the first day, and the first day that I'm president, we are going to fix this. And first day, we're going to build a wall. First day, Ron DeSantis is basically going in that direction. And it's silliness. Here is Ron DeSantis on the border crisis. Listen, this is clip 17.
I've heard as a Republican talk about this southern border for years and years and years. I will finally be the president to bring this issue to a conclusion. We will shut the border down. We will build a border wall. We will end mass migration into this country, and we will hold the Mexican drug cartels accountable for the carnage they have unleashed on the American people.
Okay, we will end mass migration to this country. Does anyone honestly believe that that is possible? What are you going to reach for that big lever that President Obama and President Trump and President Bush, nobody else could find that lever under the Resolute desk where you pull the lever and boom, that closes the border. The idea is that one of the things when you talk about people who are here without authorization, people who are here without documentation, people who are the illegals, it has been for more than a decade very clear, and no one can challenge this, that the majority of people who are here illegally actually got here legally and overstayed their welcome. There are people who had visas or were coming for travel, theoretically, but somehow they stayed when they shouldn't. And the idea that you are going to build up such a robust search for people without the appropriate papers, it's, again, DeSantis is a smart guy. He's a monumentally smart guy. And this is something else he's going to do on day one. Not only, quote, build a wall, which is, again, not an easy solution. Is it a good idea to have the kind of barrier that President Bush started to build, that Obama continued to build? Yes, we should have barriers that work. It's helpful. But the idea that we're going to shut down immigration, no more mass migration, because Governor DeSantis has said so. And then he says this about woke indoctrination in the American military. This is clip 18.
I'm proud to have served in the United States Navy and done a tour in Iraq, and the people I serve with were honorable, patriotic people. For you veterans in the crowd, thank you for your service. I think all of us have a sense of pride in being able to wear the cloth of your country, but we've seen the military become politicized in recent years. You see woke agenda being imposed on it. On day one as Commander-in-Chief, I rip it all out. We're getting the military back to basics. We're going to improve morale, and we're going to get people to want to join the military again.
Okay, again, is that a worthy goal, to get people to want to join the military again? Yes, we have a real problem with recruiting and finding the people that we need for the military. But the idea that, again, it's we're just going to do it, we're going to rip it all out, and we're going to do it on day one? How is that going to work? Nikki Haley then actually indicated that even though she didn't mention Trump's name, she disagreed with Trump about offering congratulations to Kim Jong-un in North Korea. She clearly disagreed with Trump on Ukraine, but she didn't mention his name. She did attack another candidate. Which one? Other than Trump? Well, it's somebody who's been getting a lot of attack because it's Ron DeSantis, and attacking him over what? An area where I think he is vulnerable, particularly among Republicans. Is he vulnerable for the fight that just broke out in Florida? It was a vicious fight, a bloody fight, a dangerous fight. During a screening of a popular movie in Orlando, which movie provoked the audience into violent rage? We will get that to you coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MedVed to get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say.
And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a great deal of excitement about a new swag that is being offered by the DeSantis campaign. Of course, President Trump did very well selling and distributing, mostly selling, the MAGA caps, the Make America Great Again caps. And they still are an icon of American politics. It's was remarkably identifiable, the bright red color, and okay, very much associated with President Trump and his presidency and his campaigns for office and even his campaign to return to office, return to the White House. But Ron DeSantis, I just had a look at it, apparently he's selling a jacket, which is much more expensive and obviously a more elaborate thing than just a cap. And the jacket on it has a large picture, large image of an alligator. And, of course, Florida, well known for its alligator and for gators generally, so the football team for University of Florida. But in any event, the alligator is there, and the inscription is DeSantis for president, and then it says Florida, where woke goes to die. Okay, they're going to be killing woke down there, and I think it was Jimmy Kimmel who actually he commented, he said, Florida, where woke goes, as Florida, where everybody goes to die. I mean, basically, a lot of people, particularly people from New York, who are leaving New York or going predominantly to Tampa and Orlando, Florida, not so much the Miami area. But in any event, there's a story from Orlando that actually has not yet been blamed on DeSantis. But we're in the middle of a campaign, so it will be. First of all, Nikki Haley from a nearby South Carolina, during her town hall on CNN, actually went after Governor DeSantis on one of the issues in which I think he's particularly vulnerable. Listen, this is clip 19.
Here you have DeSantis, who accepted $50,000 in political contributions from Disney. He went and put their executives and their lobbyists on prominent boards throughout Florida, and he went and basically gave the highest corporate subsidies in Florida history to Disney. But because they went and criticized him, now he's going to spend taxpayer dollars on a lawsuit. It's just like all this vendetta stuff. We've been down that road again. We can't go down that. Businesses were my partners in South Carolina. We didn't always get along. And luckily South Carolina is very anti-woke. But when you have a company like that, don't bring the citizens' taxpayer dollars into it. Pick up the phone, deal with it, settle it the way you should. And I just think he's being hypocritical.
Okay, and again, given the fact that Republicans, I think, are instinctively pro-business, here is a story, and it's a story from Hollywood about a film that was so violent, so explosive, so over the line that a terrible brawl broke out during a screening. And it was in Florida. A vicious fight broke out at a cinema screening. This is from the British press. As screening patrons demanded a refund. During the screening of this film in Orlando, Florida, a group of adults caused a disruption, bringing the cinema to a standstill. The incident captured on video shows these adults engaging in a heated argument right in front of a theater that was packed with children. Uh-huh. The footage reveals the adults standing up and shouting at each other, completely blocking the view of the screen for others in the audience. Sensing the inappropriate nature of the situation, a witness can be heard expressing her dissatisfaction, saying, "I need a refund. We need a refund. This is a kid's movie," she adds. This was a screening of Little Mermaid. And, you know, I mean, it's not even the Batman across the Spider-Verse. Spider-Man across the Spider-Verse. This is Little Mermaid. Which, yes, it has a mean witch played by Melissa McCarthy, but she's funny rather than deeply terrifying. Whether they got a refund or not, they didn't, apparently. Shortly afterwards, a man is heard attempting to defuse the tension and put an end to the argument. It is unclear what caused the fight. Can you speculate? Anyone who's seen the film? It's a very successful film, and I think a very good film and not worth fighting over. I'll tell you what is worth fighting over and taking a look at is part of what is going on with the campaign for president of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The headline in the New York Times, he just had a chat with Elon Musk on Twitter Spaces. And apparently the Twitter Spaces worked better than with DeSantis. Now, I would have thought that it was pretty clear that Elon Musk was backing Ron DeSantis. But he obviously has a very positive feeling about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The headline in the New York Times says very directly, "In chat with Musk, Kennedy pushes right-wing ideas and misinformation." What misinformation? What right-wing ideas? We will get to that because it's fairly amazing. Tulsi Gabbard was there too, who was someone who has obviously left the Democratic Party. Her future appears to be on conservative media and in the conservative world. And I think it's striking that even today, with whatever you want to say are some problems with the Republican Party and its divisions and its challenges and some of the things that need improvement, when you have people who go from one established party to another established party, it is almost always people leaving the Democrats and joining the Republicans. That's one of those things that happened in North Carolina recently, giving the Republicans control of one house of the state legislature. It happened in West Virginia, where the leading candidate, really, for Senate in West Virginia is the governor, who used to be a Democrat, Jim Justice. He is now a pro-Trump Republican. And again, with Tulsi Gabbard, I don't believe that she has joined the Republican Party, but she certainly seems to be headed in that direction. We will get to that. We will also get to some shocking news that has appeared in one of America's leading magazines, that actually, suddenly, for reasons that people don't fully understand, the murder rate has started going down. Why is that? What happened there? Why, after all of the difficulties that we have, is the murder rate suddenly falling? We'll be talking about that coming right up on the Medved Show. We'll also be talking about the campaigns of Nikki Haley and Tim Scott and Mike Pence and Chris Christie, and particularly of Robert Kennedy Jr. It's worth listening to some of his conversation with Elon Musk, which the New York Times believes actually promotes right-wing ideas. And that, for America's best-known liberal Democratic family. Do you remember when Ted Kennedy challenged Jimmy Carter? It was very much challenging Jimmy Carter from the left of the Democratic Party. It didn't go very well for Ted Kennedy. How is it going for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Well, he now is, according to all the polling, over 20% of the Democratic voters are moving in his direction. Also, CNN has tried to smear Ron DeSantis because of a dinner that he had, a private dinner. No, it has nothing to do with Ye or Nick Fuentes or anybody anti-Semitic at all. It has to do with the dinner with a great American. Which one? We'll tell you all about it in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.